Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, and a mentor for yoga teachers who are ready to share their unique gifts with the world as inspirational leaders and changemakers. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect and extraordinary. I'll be offering a 30-minute yoga practice. You're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. Now, wherever you're listening today, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm still working with Colette Baron Reed's Spirit Animal Oracle. Really liking these cards. I love the animal imagery. The cards are just beautiful. And the card that I pulled today is Nightingale Spirit. Such a pretty bird, and Nightingale starts singing while it's still dark. And the card's message is love is all around, but it's about getting into the darkness, getting into the shadow. I've spent quite a bit of time exploring my own shadow over the last couple of years, really gotten down into there. And as a collective, at this time in human evolution, we are really being asked to look at the shadow. And what does that mean? That means taking a look at all of those things that we'd like to pretend didn't happen, or those things that are still happening that don't really mesh with who we think we want to be, and we kind of push them away. And it is really, really challenging to get in there and to see those places that you've pushed away because when you look at them, it feels like a failure or some part of you that's kind of ugly or broken. Those things that you might now regret. And part of our spiritual evolution, of really coming into being a spiritual adult, coming into our authentic selves, means that we have to look at those things, whether it was, you know, a belief around systems or race, gender, whether it's around how you feel about the wild world, our siblings of all species. How do you get in there and look and see and realize that during the course of your life, there have been times when you have been less than ideally responsive to situations that ran up against those beliefs, and say, okay, I admit it, I did it, I'm sorry, I'm getting better. It's really hard for all of us to look at these things and to admit that there have been plenty of times in our life when we've been less than. Imagine what it feels like to come up against your own racism, the way you've created fear or distrust because of the color of somebody's skin, or those same kind of things around a religious background or a part of the world somebody comes from. For me to say that there was a time when I avoided people of color because I didn't trust them. I was afraid because that's what I had learned. We were supposed to avoid their neighborhoods because something bad would happen. I really had to look at privilege within the system that we're living in, realize how blessed I am. Even though at times I'm struggling, I have certainly had plenty of times with financial difficulties, but I have been living a very privileged life within the systems that our society has created. And working with those kind of shadow things can really take you to some dark places. I went through about a year and a half of some anxiety attacks, some depression, and they were all opportunities for me, I saw later, to really get down into that darkness and to look at that shadow and to look at those parts of myself which I didn't want to be part of me anymore, and to be compassionate with them and invite them back, integrate them, and help those parts of me become part of a whole that is evolving. So Nightingale Spirit sings her song of love in the middle of the night, in the darkness. She's there to remind you that the sun will rise again, that you are loved, and you are being called to a new level of self-awareness and connection with the light. There's always shadow and darkness, but love and prosperity exist everywhere. The music of Nightingale's song reminds us that love is around and illumination will happen soon. Every time we get on our yoga mats, we have that same opportunity to feel into those dark places. When you get into a pose, when you've tweaked your alignment, and then you settle and you come back to the breath and you sit with that, then what? And so you're in this place where your body is feeling its edge and you kind of want to get out of it. But there's this opportunity there to sit with that desire to escape it and to really examine what it is that you're feeling. To notice the places of discomfort, breathe into them. And often when we get into this quiet, when we're sitting with the discomfort, the mind starts to get busy. The thinking mind is going to keep taking you back to those places that you've buried. It's going to keep inviting you to remember. And when we remember what we've done that maybe we regretted or that we're not feeling super good about, we can fall right back into the emotion of that time. And we can do the same thing when we're sitting on our yoga mat and the mind starts going and the body's a little bit challenged and all of a sudden this thing comes up and where does your mind go? Oh my gosh, I'm bad at this. I suck at yoga. I suck at just being in the world. I suck at life. That's that place where you're coming back to those shadows, where you're feeling into those. And when you can get really mindful about it, and I talked about mindfulness practice in past episodes, when you can notice that and go, oh yes, this is what's happening. This is where I'm bringing my shadow forward because my body, my mind, my spirit are in the right place to do it. And I'm noticing where my mind is going with this. I'm learning how my mind is working. And then you can start to say, you know what? Yes, this is true about me. When I'm sitting here holding Virabhadrasana 2, my arms extended, my shoulders are starting to fatigue and ache. And why, after 20 years of practice, do my shoulders still ache when I hold this pose? Why don't I feel like a warrior? Why am I struggling to bring my heart into what I'm doing, letting my authentic self shine? As I start to see these things, now I can go, oh yes, my shoulder muscles fatigue after a while. It doesn't mean they're not strong, but they still have limits. And I am welcoming those limits as much as I welcome what feels strong and open in my body. And then my body gets loved as a whole. And I can look at my inability to be open-hearted all the time. Look at when I'm hiding my authentic light and say, yes, these are my limits. And I keep improving. I keep opening up, but I'm not ever going to be perfect. And I can love those pieces of me that are afraid. I can love the pieces of me that are closed. And I can recognize that there were times in my life when I was less than perfect and say, okay, I will continue to be less than perfect, but I can be whole. So my invitation for you today when you get on your mat is to practice sitting with all of what comes up, all of the discomfort, whether it's physical discomfort, whether it's emotional discomfort, whether it's those thoughts, that draw those shadow pieces into your consciousness. Because the thoughts are always going back into the past and picking things up and bringing them up for you to see. So go ahead and unroll your mat. And we're going to start our practice today standing. Stand at the top of your mat. With your feet about hip width apart, your shoulders over your hips, the crown of your head reaching to the sky. Let your arms hang by your sides. And as you start to feel your feet down on the mat, turn your palms forward and roll your heart open. Feel your shoulder blades move down your back. Reach up through the crown of your head. Extend through all 10 fingers. Notice, even right here in Tadasana and Mountain Pose, just opening up a little bit through the heart, what comes up for you? Is there tightness across the top of your chest or the front of your shoulders? What happens here if you take a big breath in? Is there space for that breath? Do you feel like a mountain? Open and exposed to the elements. Standing strong and ready to receive. Or is there part of you that's going, no, close it up? Stand just a little bit longer with this. As you take your next breath in, float your arms all the way up over your head. Reach up toward the sky, bring your hands together, and then with an exhale, lower your hands down to your heart. With your hands in Anjali Mudra in front of your heart, can you broaden your collarbone so your heart is as open as it was when you're reaching your fingers down and out? You drop your shoulder blades. Or did bringing your hands in front of your heart round your shoulders forward a little bit? Did you get protective of that heart space? Just notice that. There's no judgment. Take another inhale, drop your hands down, reach through 10 fingers, reach up. And as you reach the top, open your arms out to the side and down, soften your knees, hinge from your hips and fold forward. Coming into Uttanasana, forward fold. Slide your hands to the fronts of your shins. Inhale and lift halfway up, drawing your heart forward and your tailbone back. Ardha Uttanasana, half lift, half forward fold. Exhale, release back down into your fold. Inhale, lift up, press your feet down into the floor. As your heart lifts, so do your arms. Bring them all the way up overhead. Hands come together at the top. Exhale, lower your hands to your heart. Stay open through the heart space. Inhale, reach down, out, and up. Exhale, soften your knees, hinge and fold. Bring your hands to your shins. Inhale, lift halfway up. Lengthen your heart forward. Exhale, release down into your fold. Starting to warm the body up. Inhale, take the arms out and up. Reaching up, bring your hands together overhead. Exhale, bring your hands to your heart. Inhale, reach down, out, and up. Exhale, hinge and fold. One more of this half sun salutation. Come halfway up with your inhale. Exhale, release down into your fold. Inhale, come up, reaching your arms out and up, fingers extending long, bring your hands overhead, palms meet at the top. Exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Broaden through the heart space, pause, breathing, noticing. Noticing the way the energy is changing in your body. Now take an inhale, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Bring your hands about shoulder width apart over your head. Reach through your fingers. Lower your arms forward until your upper arms are just below the bottom of your earlobes, not quite down to shoulder height. Reach forward through your pinky fingers until you feel the outsides of your arms starting to open, the shoulders open, and then broaden across your collarbones again. Stay open-hearted here. Draw your navel in and up, lifting the heart between the arms. Now sink your weight into your heels. And as you take your next exhale, hinge at your hips, bend your knees, sit down, Utkatasana, chair pose. Keep reaching your tailbone down and back like you're sitting on a stool. Draw the low ribs in. Where they wing away from your sides, draw them in towards each other. And feel the heart space lift and open. Stay broad through the collarbones, reaching the shoulder points out to the sides while you're still reaching through your pinky fingers so the arms are engaged and long. Look up a little bit towards your pinkies. Now sit with this for a moment. Feel your breath. Notice what comes up for you. Take another big breath in. And as you exhale, release forward over your legs, coming back into your forward fold. Uttanasana. Lift your tailbone to the sky. It might feel good to let the legs get almost straight for a moment to release. Now bend your knees a little bit more deeply. Bring your hands to the floor on either side of your feet. And as you take your next exhale, step your right foot back into a lunge so that your toes are down and curled under. The ball of your foot is coming onto the floor. Your heel is reaching back. Come up onto your fingertips. Lift your heart. Slide your knees away from each other. As you make some space between your knees, let the hips fall into that space, coming down behind the left heel. Lift your right thigh bone into the back of your leg. Notice how that drives your heel toward the floor a little bit more. And then come to the breath. Come to your body. Notice. Notice what's going on here. Watch what comes up as you come to your edge in your poses. Now press down into your left foot really hard, like you're pushing the floor away with that foot, and float your hands up onto your left thigh. Use that to lift your shoulders a little bit more. Draw your heart forward, reach up through the crown of your head, and then take your arms out into that wing shape, with the palms forward and the fingers extending and reaching out to the floor or the ground at your sides. Heart open. And if it's available for you, float your arms over your head, bringing them about shoulder width apart, reaching through the fingers. Take another breath in. Exhale, float your hands down to frame that left foot. Step your right foot forward to meet the left, release back into your fold. Lift your tailbone to the sky. Might feel good to wiggle or shake things out a little bit. Notice what's shaking loose as you do these poses and then release them. Press your feet into the floor on your next breath in. Float your arms out and up as you lift your heart. Bring your hands up over your head, palms together. Exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Drop your hands down, out and up. Big breath in, shoulder width apart above your head, palms face each other. Now lower your arms until your upper arms are just below your ears. Reach through your pinky fingers, broaden your collarbones, drop your shoulder blades. Keep that open, draw your navel in and up. Sit back into chair pose, into Utkatasana, fierce. That's what that translation is. Fierce. It's the fierce pose. Reach your tailbone back. Keep your heart lifted and open. Keep breathing into it. Maybe you can sink a little bit deeper into chair this time, keeping the weight in your heels so your knees stay behind your toes. Drop your tailbone back. Check out what's coming up for you. You're holding this very powerful pose for a long time. What's happening? What's coming up? Where is your physical doubt coming up? Where do your muscles start going, hey, I'm not sure I can do this? Where is the mental doubt coming up? Stay with it. One more breath. Bust that belief right there. And then exhale. Hinge forward. Fold over your legs. Lift your tailbone so your legs go a little straighter. Give your head a little wiggle. Shake your shoulders. Let that all go. Now put a little bend into your knees so that you can touch the floor with your hands. And then step your left foot back into your lunge. Left toes curled, left heel reaching back toward the floor. Come up onto your fingertips to lift your heart. Lift your left thigh bone into the back of your leg so your heel starts to reach even more toward the floor. At the same time, the left hip point starts to sink toward the back of the right heel. Both hips sinking down into that stretch. Like you're dropping your hips into a hammock. Check in with your breath here. Stay with the breath. Noticing whatever arises, notice it, let it go. Take care not to go past your edge. So you're feeling challenged, but there's no strain or pain. Now press your right foot down into the floor. When your hands get light, float your hands up onto your right thigh. Lift your heart, drop your shoulders down your back, reach up through your crown. And here's a place to hang out, especially if you're feeling like this is right where your edge is. Otherwise, slide your hands out to the sides a little bit. Roll your shoulders back, turn your palms forward, reach through 10 fingers. Broaden your collarbones, lift your heart. And then if it's appropriate for you, float your arms up over your head until your biceps come by your ears. See what happens if you reach up through your pinky fingers a little bit. Take another big breath in. Exhale, sink just a little deeper into your hips. Notice what that brings up for you. Take another breath in. Exhale, reach down for the mat. And step your left foot up to meet the right. Hang in your fold for a moment. Shake things out. Notice what's releasing from your body. So the exploration of the pose is not just building your way into the pose or holding the pose, but then noticing what happens as you're coming out of the pose and after. What do you hold on to? What do you release? Press your feet into the floor. Inhale, take both arms out and up. Bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Drop your thumbs into your sternum. Broaden your collarbones. Lift your heart. Keep your hips pressing forward. And as you take your next exhale, turn your heart to the right, just as far as you can go without moving your hands or twisting your hips to the side. Keep pressing your right hip point forward. Feel into that. As you take your next breath in, come slowly back to center. And with an exhale, turn your heart to the left. Still lifting up into your thumbs, broaden your collarbones. Press your left hip point forward, breathe into it. Inhale, come back to center. On your next breath in, drop your hands down, reach out and up. Bring your hands together overhead. Reach through your fingers. Now lower your arms down just below your ears. Reach out through the pinky fingers. Start to find that space. Broaden your collarbones. On your next exhale, sit down into chair. Now bring your hands together. Bring your thumbs to your heart. Everything else stays the same. Can you get that same dynamic opening across the top of the chest? Draw your navel in and up. Even though you've moved your arms, can you do that? Now sink a little bit deeper into your chair. Press your left knee toward the floor just a little bit more. Keep the hips squared forward and rotate your heart to the left until you can bring your right elbow to the outside of your left knee. Now your hands might move from your heart in order to connect that. That's okay. Press your palms together. Send your left elbow to the sky, and then pressing against your outer knee, turn your heart towards your hands as if you were trying to get the center of your sternum back to your thumbs. Keep sinking into it. Both hips are level. Dropping that left hip down. Stay nice and long through your spine. Check out what's going on in your body. There's a challenge here. Feel into it. Now shift some weight into your left foot. Pick up your right foot and step back into your lunge, putting your toes and the ball of that foot down, still twisting to the side. Reach through your right heel, lift the right thigh bone into the back of the legs, slide your left knee forward just a little bit so that you're making some more space in that hammock that your hips are sitting in. Breathe into that. Bring your right hand down toward the floor. Send your left arm to the sky and open up into a bigger twist. Broaden your collarbones. Push the floor away with your right hand as you reach up through your left fingers. Feel that space. Now exhale, bring your left hand down. Frame your front foot and then step back into downward facing dog. We haven't been here yet. Pedal out your heels a bit. Let that wiggle into your hips. Release the back of the legs. Nice. Now settle into your down dog with your knees soft. Heels behind the toes. Thigh bones pressing into the back of the legs to drop the heels toward the floor and the tailbone reaching up and back. Press down into your left arm. When your right hand gets light, lift it off the floor. From underneath you, reach across to the outside of your left thigh. Drop your right shoulder toward the floor. Keep pressing down into your left hand. Press your left shoulder down just a little bit so there's not too much twist. You might be looking underneath your left armpit. Now release that. Bring your right hand back to the floor. Square up your down dog again. Look towards your hands. Step your feet to your hands. Soft knees hang in your fold. Shake things out just a bit. Now press your feet down into the floor. Take an inhale, float all the way up. Arms come out and up, palms meet at the top. And as you exhale, bring your hands down to your heart. Lifting your heart into your thumbs. Taking a few breaths, noticing. We're letting that all go now. What's going on? What's coming up for you? Keep breathing into that. Take a big breath in. Drop your hands down, reach out and up. Arms shoulder width apart. Reach through your pinky fingers as you lower your arms down just below your earlobes and exhale, sit down into chair. Back into Utkatasana. Sit back into your heels a little bit, knees behind the toes. Bring your hands together now, lower them to your heart, drop your thumbs to your sternum, but broaden. Draw your navel in and up. Tuck your tailbone slightly. Sit back into your hips. Feel the weight come into your heels. Your toes might get light. The balls of the feet stay down on the floor. Now keeping the right knee moving down. The right hip square with the left. Twist your heart to the right until your left elbow comes to the outside of your right knee. Press your hands together. Right elbow's reaching toward the ceiling as you press into the outer right leg with your left elbow. Work your heart towards your hands. Maybe you don't quite get there today. That's okay. Keep it really dynamic. Lengthen your spine. Notice if your right hip's popping up. Move that knee forward. Lower the hip so the knees are square, hips are square. Take another breath here. Stay mindful of what comes up for you as you play in this pose, especially now that you know where you're going. Shift your weight to your right foot. Lift up your left foot, step it back into your lunge, holding your twist in your upper body. Breathe into it. Press back into your left heel. Lift your thigh bone a little bit. Sink the hips down. So the left hip point is still moving toward the right heel, even though your body's twisting. Open up one more breath and then release your left hand to the floor, right arm to the sky. Press the hands away from each other to open the heart a little bit more in your twist. Another big breath in. Exhale. Float your right hand down to frame that front foot and step back into downward facing dog. See if anything needs to wiggle. Bend one knee, drop the other heel, go back and forth a few times, pedaling things out. Ease your thigh bones back. A little bit of internal rotation in the legs to keep the heels out behind the toes. Broadening the sitting bones. Now press your right hand down and forward. Reach up and back through your tailbone. Get light on your left hand, bring it across, underneath, and take a hold of the outside of your right thigh. Your left shoulder is going to round forward a little bit, but we're going to keep that right shoulder from turning too far. Not too much of a twist here. Rather, the challenge is staying solid on the right side. Keep reaching the tailbone up and back. Feel the right shoulder working, breathe into it. Notice what comes up for you. Now release both hands to the floor. Square everything up. Take another big breath in. Release your knees down. Walk them out wide, maybe even mat width apart. Bring your big toes together. Drop your hips to your heels, forehead to the mat. Welcome to Child's Pose. Settling into Balasana. You can leave your arms resting forward or to release your shoulders. You might need to after those down dogs. Bring your hands back by your heels. You can drape your arms right over the top of your knees. Connect in with your breath. Start to allow the body to move toward the floor, surrendering to gravity. We've had the challenge of noticing what comes up as you're working hard in a pose. Now my invitation for you is to face the challenge of being quiet and relaxed in a pose. Without the body, giving it something to focus on, notice how your mind again reaches back, starts to churn things up. Sometimes it doesn't have to reach that far back. There have been plenty of times on my mat when I've replayed a conversation I had with somebody on the way into the studio. There are plenty of times that I look at those conversations and then start figuring out all the ways I could have done it better. Better words, better tone, or sometimes just walking away. Notice when your mind starts to do that. To relive rather than staying present. And then do a quick scan of your body, notice how things are feeling. And walk your hands back towards your knees. So your upper body starts to lift off your thighs. Slide your hips to one side of your feet and swing your legs around. Lean back on your hands a little bit so your upper body is back slightly. Give your legs a good shake out. Bounce your knees up and down. And then with your feet flexed, make some windshield wiper movements with your feet. Let that rock all the way up the legs so the thighs go side to side, rocking the thigh bones and the hip joints. Noticing how that feels. Now bend your knees and put your feet on the floor hip width apart. Roll yourself down onto your back. When you get down to your back, draw your knees over your chest, give them a little hug. It might feel good to rock a bit from side to side. Check out what the sensations in your body are like. Now set your feet down so that they're still hip width apart, easing your heels in towards your sitting bones until they're right underneath your knees. If your knees are winging open, draw them towards each other a little bit. Or make your feet just a little bit wider so that your knees are stacked right over your heels. Lay your arms down by your sides, palms down on the floor. Lift your head slightly. Tuck your chin towards your throat, lengthen the back of your neck. As you take your next breath in, press your big toes into the floor. Roll your inner thighs down toward the floor. Hug into your outer hips and lift up into bridge. Bringing your hips into that slope between your knees and your shoulders. Send your knees forward over your toes just a little bit to make some room and feel your heart move towards your throat. Keep your chin in that neutral, slightly tucked position so the back of your neck stays long and doesn't strain. Now you can stay right here, especially if you're finding this is particularly challenging. To go a little bit deeper, lift your hips a little bit higher and move your feet underneath you just a couple inches more. Now, one at a time, roll your shoulders underneath, but as you do, really move your shoulder blades down towards your hips. Come onto the outside edges of your upper arms and then reach your fingers towards your heels. If you can hold the backs of your heels or even wrap your fingers around your ankles, awesome. If you're still reaching, awesome. Keep reaching. Keep the chin slightly tucked so the back of your neck stays long. If you're not quite to your heels, lift your hips a little bit higher. Move your heels just a touch closer. Feel how your heart is really coming up towards your chin. Hold some space there, like you're holding a tennis ball between your chin and your chest. And move your shoulder blades down, reaching your hands even further to reach for the back of your heels. Notice your knees. Press your big toes down. Roll the inner thighs toward the floor so that your thigh bones are parallel and the knees are stacked right over the heels. Get quiet in your bridge for just a moment. If you're holding the backs of your heels, release your hands one at a time. Release the arms and shoulders out from underneath one at a time. And as you take your next exhale, roll your spine down from your neck to your tailbone. Pause for a moment with your feet on the floor. Let your low back relax down into the mat. Notice what's true in your body. Now draw your knees up over your chest. Give them a hug. Rock a little bit from side to side. Open your arms out to the sides so you're making a T-shape with your body. Draw your knees a little bit more towards your chin, and then as you exhale, bring them to the right and start to tuck them up towards your right elbow. Relax your left shoulder down. Roll your chin to the left a little bit. Reach through your fingers out to either side, collarbones broadening. Breathe into your twist. It's time to start letting go, to let go of the work of the practice, whether that work was physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. Start to allow some release. As you take your next breath in, roll your knees back up over your chest, bring your hands to your knees, give them a little hug, rock just a bit, release that side from the body. And now open your arms back out into your T, keeping your knees over your chest, broaden your collarbones, draw your knees towards your chin, and exhale over to your left elbow. Letting them come down toward the floor. Roll your chin to the right as you release your right shoulder down. Come back to your breath. Noticing. Releasing a little bit more. Feel gravity. Drawing your knees toward the floor. One more breath. as you take your next breath in, bring your knees back up over your chest. Give your knees a hug. If it's comfortable for you to do so, lift your head and shoulders and tuck your nose into your knees, curling up in a ball for just a moment. And then release that. Release your head down onto the floor. Release your feet down. Slide your legs out. Splay your feet open. Drop your arms open by your sides, your palms to the sky. Feel yourself opening up the same way you started your practice, broadening across the collarbones, heart open. Release your shoulder blades back into the floor. And I'm going to leave you here to relax in Savasana, to get heavy. Close your eyes and drift with whatever comes up. The physical sensations, the emotions, the thoughts. Watching them go by. Acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.